Obi-Wan closed his eyes, feeling his Force awareness hum and thrum with alarm. "If they do, I have a nasty suspicion they're no longer functioning," he murmured. "Senator, I strongly suspect we're flying into mayhem." "Not flying," said Organa, rolling his eyes. "Gliding, like a brick. Hold on, here we go." He powered down all superfluous ship functions, fingers dancing over the helm console, then cut the dull, serviceable Starfarer's sublight drive. The engine's subliminal rumbling fell silent, leaving an odd kind of emptiness in its wake. The cockpit lights dimmed almost to darkness. Feeling the ship's immediate inertial drag, its sluggish wallowing through the void toward the battered space station, Obi-Wan shifted sideways a little and braced himself against the nearest bit of wall. "Like a brick indeed," he thought. "May the Force be with us." In the fuzzily greenish glow from the helm console, Organa's face was grim and set, jaw clenched against the effort of wrestling with the deliberately crippled ship. His fingers were bloodless on the helm controls, fighting to keep their course true, fighting to prevent them from crashing into the space station. Obi-Wan, watching him, was prepared to concede his skill. The senator wasn't an idle boaster after all. He was, in fact, an excellent pilot. But even the best pilots can sometimes use a helping hand. Sinking into the Force, he gathered its measureless power to him, felt the light fill him, sparkling in his blood. Once he was supremely centered, aware of himself and his place in the universe, aware of Organa's place, the duet they sang within the Force's living glory, he extended his senses and control, wrapped them around the struggling starship, the gliding brick, and cradled it in a cocoon of pure light side energy. Immediately, the ship's sluggish inertia smoothed, became malleable. Frictionless now, and rendered opaque to any prying eyes that might be watching, it floated toward their target, the space station. "What the criff?" Startled, Organa almost let go of the helm controls. He felt himself smile. "Relax, Senator. There's no need to worry." "Easy for you to say," Organa muttered. "What are you doing?" "Think of me as your co-pilot," he replied, "and be calm." Floating within himself, suffused with the Force, the source of every comfort and joy, he poured more control through the skin and bones of the ship, exerting his will on the lumpen machine. It answered him, a part of his body now, as responsive as his arm or his hand, and through the Force became as his own flesh and blood. His eyes showed him the space station swiftly filling the viewport. Like a shark beneath deep water, unease flicked its tail.